Off the Ball Rugby.
This opens the door for Sam Prendergast again, and it's important you don't dismiss this guy, because I know he's had his issues defensively and from a physical point of view, but he's still a very talented 10 and very young, and obviously would be great for the Irish team.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
Tralee United manager Kevin Doherty, you must be delighted with the results. How would you assess the performance of your team tonight?
Real, true grit, determination, all that stuff that has been in our DNA for the last, whatever, number of years, certainly showed that. I thought the first goal that they get, they were the better side in the first half, so no doubt about it. But again, everything, like, coming up here, no supporters, it was hard for the lads. Because again, everything, every tackle they win, every throw in they win, every there's a cheer, it gets up, and we'd nothing. Tried to adopt all the kids in there as if they were the oldest, but and then the goal, I think the first goal, it's one of them where you're like, jeez, when you look against it, just deflection, and then it doesn't go to Ruby without the two deflections and all that. So I was disappointed with the first half. Obviously, you're losing the game, you're going to be disappointed, but I certainly wanted to see more. We were taken, and again, I know I'm not, and I said this on the Yellow TV, so I'm only repeating, so I know people never accuse me of wanting to play. We've good players that want to play football. Like last week against Bowles, we had more possession than Bowles.
Yeah.
We had more shots, we had more corner, we had more everything against Bowles. Like, so, but then tonight, when we were doing it, we were giving it away in our own half, and it was killing us a little bit. Like at times we were like taking stupid risks. I don't mind taking risks if it comes off, and I know that's a stupid thing to say maybe, but we were literally just giving it away, whereas what we thought was the way to beat Dundalk was to get it up top and get it. Right runners in behind, particularly Thomas, and we did that in the second half, and let's be honest, we could have scored another couple. Like Thomas had a great chance, young Ryan Markey had a great chance, Jago were in on goal again and passed it straight into Minogue. Like we could have scored another two goals in the second half, three goals, but I know that's on the break and the Docker. But I thought the performance was.
And how did you change that at half time? Was it a case of, was it more of a mindset thing with the players that you could have said?
I did make one sub, and it wasn't again nothing to Leo. I thought Ruby was calling us physically, was causing us a bit of trouble.
We weren't sure because Leo got a knock in
did,
the first half.
So. No, it wasn't. And I love Leo, but I wanted it. It was a sub, I was doing it. Because you bring James Bulger on, who has been in and out with injury. Like I said, you see our bench tonight, like it was kids, bar Jago and whoever else, James, like under 20s. So, and again, we can do it. We brought young Ryan Markey on and has made his debut, probably should have scored, but was excellent. Wins the throw in that sets up the next move for corner to get the Farler second goal. So, so we had to just get everyone together and not just play to our strengths, play to what was going to be effective. Like as I said, last week was different and I know both beat us, but we played really well last week. I was really happy with how we played, but we're beaten, so yeah, thankfully we got the right result.
At one point you were second from bottom in the table as the results were, or as the scoreline stood. You're now up to seventh place. You've given yourself a bit of breathing space between yourselves and the bottom two.
Not that much breathing space, I don't think, to be fair.
But does it feel good? And like, you know, stopping that run of eight games without a win, does it feel like a really significant result?
Yeah, of course it is. And particularly given the nature, and it's up here, and it'll give so many people so much joy and drama, you know. But, yeah, look, you win any game. I think the last time we had a bit of a bad run, then we won 3 out of 4. We're obviously in the cup next week. So you'd be liking, hopefully, hoping to win that. Really hope to win every game. And I think we're Sligo the following week. Look, we can take a lot from it, because you can see how threadbare we sort of were tonight, and to come up here to a place, look, let's be honest, Dundalk have been brilliant, and to come up here and win the game, particularly going in 1-0 down with no supporters, with all that stuff, have to be very, very proud of the performance. But I never questioned, as I said, I'm happy with the performance last week. I never questioned anything, like work rate, character. Sometimes it drives me mad when we do things, but I'm sure every manager's the same. But look, it's a good win, and we certainly won't. We will. We'll let the lads enjoy it. The supporters will certainly enjoy it, and they'll be at home, I'm sure, watching it, and LOI they're in the pub or whatever. Like, I just I'm looking forward to maybe seeing a few of the videos that sometimes I get sent. But yeah, look, it's a great one.
Ethan O'Brien, what's the situation?
It was a tackle last week, just before the penalty. He's walking, literally walking. At least he's walking right behind it at the moment, but maybe a few weeks ago, a good smack, yeah. Just a bit of ligament damage in his ankle.
And just, like, you do need bodies in the door, so, like, are the top brass at Drogheda United, Troy Vella, are they going to back you financially?
We're trying, and look, it's no secret. I think everybody knows that we had one tied up.
Yeah.
But
a centre forward.
A big centre forward, yeah. A very big centre forward. When I say tied up, it was agreed, like, you know. There's no point in pretending, so that obviously had to change, but we will have something there soon. Really, hopefully, you see, like, I mean, you've Andy, you look up there, you've Andy Quinn, you've Ethan O'Brien, you've Warren Davis, you've Kieran Crute, like, and they won't be out forever. So again, of course, every manager wants to bring in players, and certainly we've been working on it, but it hasn't happened yet. Hopefully we won very soon. But the lads shown out there that, like, we're a good side, and certainly hasn't been our best season since I've taken over, but as you said, we're seventh in the league tonight. It's a lot of doom and gloom around the times. Like, I know the expectation was absolutely gone through the roof because of what we achieved on the pitch, but we still keep, like, you know, we're not there yet at the top level, like, you know, as in competing with the top teams. Last year was really good. We won the cup the year before. We finished sixth last year. Like, ultimately, that's where we finished. We're seventh now, as you say, and I know that's changed tomorrow. But we'll keep going and keep trying to improve. But as I said, the expectation has risen, which is fine because we have created that on the pitch. But we have to obviously try and keep improving. But here, it was never going to be an overnight bang. We're going to go and start doing this. We are trying to do things, like, at a sensible rate. And look, hopefully, we can keep improving every year.
Kevin, thanks very much. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
Off the Ball Daily.
Dock manager Kieran Kilduff, look, I might ask you first, what was the dressing room like tonight after a defeat in the derby? It's the first team to lose the derby this season.
Yeah, frustrated, disappointed. I think as well, we've probably shown the last 3 weeks the same kind of trait where we've been really good for a large period and then succumbed to probably a bit of pressure or whatever and began to struggle. So yeah, just obviously disappointment, frustration, and yeah, that's probably the way you want it. I think tonight was a big game for us, the club, Everton Else. We knew what the magnitude of it. We knew the position we got ourselves into, but came out obviously with defeat, which is hugely disappointing.
You started so well, a bit like Shelburne last week as well. You really kind of had Drogheda United on the back foot. You must have been happy with the start, at least.
We were. I was probably happy with 55 minutes, to be fair. We came in at half time, one up. I didn't think the game flowed great in the first half, but we still had the better chances. I think we limited them to probably 3-4 throw-ins. Then second half, I think Rontien has a huge chance to put us 2-0 up. When that didn't come, we just looked a little bit vulnerable from a bit of their direct play, and it was hurting us, and it continued to hurt us throughout the half. We made some changes, we then changed the shape, we just felt like we didn't have the answers there tonight. We looked a little bit probably jaded, fatigued, and I suppose succumbed to a disappointing defeat.
Yeah, because you went to a back three at the start tonight, so that was a bit of a change there. Were you happy with how that went?
It was, yeah. Like, in fairness, we played it against them in their place as well, took the lead, but obviously Moya was getting kind of rushed back for his physicality tonight. We know what they're a big, physical, strong team, and Moya was brilliant in them, but you could see after he comes off then as well, we just look a little bit vulnerable and weak again. And but look, it was, you know, that's two-thirds of the season done now. But, you know, overall, I think we're still in fourth place as the newly promoted team. It's not all panic stations just yet. We'd won three in a row there a couple of weeks ago, and then we've lost three. So we won't get high. We didn't get too high, and we won't get too low either, but we're bitterly disappointed tonight, and we know there's a lot to improve on.
Yeah, this is the thing as well, because I've noticed kind of watching Dundalk, there seems to be a lot of good kind of passing combinations and patterns kind of throughout games. It's just trying to get that consistency as players even get to know each other better and that kind of thing, because there is a couple of new lads there as well.
Massively, and look, Trevor Clark's only coming into the club. I think he's at four sessions in a couple of minutes. So we've had we're on an evolution. I think because of the great start we've had, there's almost this expectation that we're going to be like that every week. We've had great runs, poor runs, great performance, poor performances. I thought we were really good last week and lost a game. We've played worse than that and won games. This week though, I think the real frustration for me is, I think for 55 minutes we really did look the better team. I was expecting us to go on hopefully and get the second or third. When that didn't come, just the swing of the game, and we didn't have the answers for it tonight collectively, so we'll just have to take that one on the chin, debrief and go again.
And just without being too crude or simplistic about it, like when you look at the difference in players coming off the bench, and I mean physically, size-wise, Drogheda were bringing off big lads, so it's maybe not the same from your side. Did that have an impact on the game?
Yeah, especially to the way they're probably wanting to play that. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't many patterns or anything like that that was breaking us down. It was direct physical play. We conceded off a free kick from a long ball, and then a corner second phase. Do you know, so that was something that we worked on all week, that we were aware of. That's the frustration for us, the importance of free kicks in this league, and corners and set pieces is huge. We see it ourselves too. We scored here against Waterford from a corner, we scored last week from a free kick in Tolka. Tonight we conceded from two, which is hugely disappointing.
Just finally then, the cup next week, I suppose, you know, it's a really important game, but just to get away from the league thing, like maybe gives the players a bit of a refresher almost. Like.
Yeah, and there's some lads who need a game, and we need a reset, I suppose, ourselves, because, you know, this was nearly like a checkpoint tonight. If we had won the game like we had hoped, we were probably going into that last third of the season, 12 games left, and an FAI Cup up for grabs. So that was always the plan. Obviously, tonight we've hit a massive pothole with our objective. But as I said, with 12 games to go, fourth in the table, and the start of the FAI Cup, it probably is a nice time to take stock, reset, maybe get some bodies in, and push on and try and finish the season as strongly as we have probably overall, as the two-thirds that we've done. We would have taken this at the start of the season. Obviously the last 3 weeks have been bitterly disappointing, but we'll own it tonight. It's a difficult one for the club. It wasn't the game to lose, to be honest. It was a tough one for us all. We'll take it on the chin, dust off, and get ready for the FA Cup next week.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
Thank you.
Off the Ball Daily.